This recording begins with the current version of the shir, continues on with a quick review of the shir, and then moves on to the last cycle of the Daf Yomi for the previous version of the shir, which of course has different people involved, a different ambience. You may want to hear both of them and use the second one as a chazar. You may actually prefer the previous cycle to this one's. Today's daf is Masechet Avodah Zarah. We're holding on the new parak, fifth parak, Hasocher HaTapuel, Daf Samach Beit. So until now we've been discussing the din of the one of Yayin Nesef. Now we know that we've got a lot of cases where there's an Isser Hana'ah. An Isser Hana'ah, we know, means that you're not even allowed to sell it. As we've seen, the money is also Asr, which we'll talk about once again here. Now the question is, how about ancillary products that come out of Yayin Nesef? For instance, you're being paid to do something with Yayin Nesef. Is that also included? And that's what our Mishnah comes to address. Hasocher et hapoel lasotimo b'yayin nesef. So now, a goy hires a Jew to do things, maybe to bottle non-kosher wine with him or to transport non-kosher wine with him. Now, when we say non-kosher wine, this is not referring to stam yino. This is referring to real Yayin Nesef. We know for a fact that it's been used. It's an Isser D'oraita. Later on, we're going to talk about what would be the din of stam yenom, whether it would also have this chumrah or not. But so if a Jew is hired by a goy to work, then the sachar that he receives is also asur. Sicharo asur. But if sicharo lasotimo melacha acheret, if this guy is basically his gardener, and he asks him, do me a favor, help me with this. So even though obviously he's helping him, but he would never be helping him with it if it hadn't been that he was hired to do other work, but he's not getting paid for that particular thing. It just sort of is thrown in together with Heter. So then even though he said, help me load up this truck with these Yayin Nesef, or help me carry these things b'makom l'makom, then Sicharo would be okay, mutar. How about if somebody rents a Jewish chamor? Israel, could you sit in Richie's place, me? No, Chas V'Shalom.
I like it.
Ah, you like it better?
Yeah.
Better than here?
No.
No, so then yeah, she's not going to take your place. Can we trust her?
Okay.
If he tells you it makes a difference, he tells the truth, usually.
Yes.
Usually. Although for grandchildren, he may be, you know, maybe he's being special. Okay. So if somebody now rents a chamor, lavia len yayin nesef, and he's paying the Jew for this rental of his truck to carry yayin nesef, there too, the rental money is osur. But again, it's the same situation. If the main rental was for transporting himself, and while he's at it, he puts down his canteen that's full of the Yayin Nesef. So he brings also with it, so even though he puts down his picture that has on it, in it, Yayin Nesef, there, the same way that the scar was mutter in the previous case, because that's not what he's being paid for, here too, the scar is mutter because he's not being paid specifically. For this, it's like he's doing a malach acharet. Now, can you explain to me how we got to a situation where scaro is asur, asks the Gemara? I mean, this is certainly not being nene from the Yayin Nesef. I mean, even if you want to say it's a translation of the value of the Yayin Nesef, but this is like not even that. It's just an ancillary thing. I happen to be making money dealing with the Yayin Nesef. How in the world did that become asur? Ilema hoyel v'yayin nesef asur b'hana'ah. Sicharo nami asur. I mean, you're going to tell me that it's a rule that anything that is asur b'hana'ah, that isur hana'ah translates into any usage that I get out of that thing. And in this case, I'm using it to get a salary. And therefore, that salary is considered to be a direct translation. That's definitely not true. I mean, we know, for instance, Orla, Kaleya Karen, those are Isuri Hana. And yet, we know that there is certainly no such thing as translating that Because tnan machran v'kidesh b'damehen mikudeshet. The halacha is that if somebody now sells them, he's not supposed to, gets the money, uses that money to be mekadesh a woman, and you're not obviously unable to be mekadesh a woman if it's not your money, if it's asur b'hanaah, but nonetheless mikudeshet. So why over here would it not be yours? If it's asur b'hanaah, wouldn't have a dinner being yours at all? Ah, that's not a question. Remember, when it comes to orla v'kalei hakerem, the direct exchange of orla v'kalei hakerem is not asur, because it's not tofis et damav. Masha'inkein, when it comes to avodat kochavim, which is one of only two things, avodat kochavim and shvias, that is tofis et damav. So over there, an actual exchange would be asur, and it's if it were the real thing. So since ela oil v'tofis et damav kavodat kochavim, so therefore takrovet avodat kochavim has the same din as avodat kochavim, and it itself, the money would be asur. The same thing would be true over here, that the money that you make from it would be asur. Now, obviously, that doesn't necessarily add up. The money that you make from it is not considered to be a direct translation of the value, which boils down to the next question. Es the Gemara, vahare shvi'it. The din is that Shemitah, which is tofes et tameha, just like this is, and yet tnan, ha'omer lepoel, somebody pays a workman money, and the way he puts the deal is, and it's very important exactly how he phrases it, heilach dinar zeh, take this dollar, and lekot li bo yerek hayom, use it to pick some veggies for me today. Then that is considered to be the equivalent of the sale of the vegetables, because he says bo. He doesn't say, I'll pay you to collect vegetables. He says, use this dinner to get me vegetables. And the fact that this guy goes and picks the vegetables and then gives it to him is nothing but a sale, and therefore it would be asur, because then the money that he's getting is the sale of the yirakot, so scharo asur. But if he just says to him, here's a buck, and you pick veggies for me today, then it's not a sale. And that's exactly the problem that we have over here. You're telling me that because a sale would be usur, so too working and making money on it is usur. This is that exact case, where if it's phrased as a sale, it's usur. But if you just say, pick for me, here's your money, then scharo is mutar. So the same thing should be true about avodat kochavim. In this case, the yayin neser. It's an indirect schar, and therefore it should be mutter. Omer Rabbi Abo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, knasu. This is actually a fine. This is not a real din. Now, what would be the makor of this din? The way Tosis understands, along with many of the other Rishonim, the back and forth of the Gemara here, is that it's obvious that lahalacha, this is not considered to be the equivalent of the money. That's for sure. The question all along is whether we should extend the din of the actual item as a gezeira. So first we thought, okay, giving an exchange, that would be a gezeira, because, or maybe even if that's usur, so perhaps you would say that people will confuse an exchange with the sachar. They don't know the lumdus. There's a difference between an indirect sachar and an exchange. So, bishlema, the fact that people, I understand, are not going to confuse the actual pri with an exchange of the pri. So we won't ask the kalei hakerem, let's say, in the kilayim, even though it's asur b'hanaah, nobody is stupid enough to say, well, if I can exchange it for money, it means the thing itself is mutter. That's ridiculous. So we're not going to make a gezeira like that. The only thing would be that if the exchange itself is usur, then you could say maybe people don't know the difference between exchanging the money directly and now holding something else that represents that item because it's been translated into another form, and the money that I make off of it, which to them means the same thing. So the Rabbonim would answer that. So we bring a raya from Shvius that that's not true. People are able to distinguish between a direct exchange and a translation of value into different format and money that I make out of using something. So that can't be the solution. Therefore, we now have to introduce a new idea. It's not a gezeira. A gezeira meaning that we're worried if we're matir A that people come to be matir B. That's not the point. It's a straight out fine. Somebody wants to be osek in iser of this type, we want to find him. So it's a knas. We find this knas in two places. One is b'chamarim, in people that are make their money off of transport, so it's their carriers, and in Yayin Ezek. Now, Yayin Ezek, we know what we're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, transport, but Yayin Ezek, that's the case we're talking about. Our Mishnah, you mean, right? Hadi Amoran. What's this business about chamarim? Chamarim Maya. Chamarim is the equivalent of today's use of the word truckers. So these would be people, they used chamors, so they call them chamarim, but it's exactly the same idea. The reason that we would be answering chamarim is because of the tremendous profit that's involved in transport. And the transport is very central to making the business doable. So since we recognize how fundamental transport is to business on any scale, and since there's a lot of profit to be made in transport, we blame them for taking advantage of the business needs of Isser. So you could have Isser even in non-Avodah Zarah things, maybe even in Shemitah, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. So because you're making it possible to have global business in Isser Shemitah, therefore you, who's taking a big share of that business, we want a fine. But normally we wouldn't say that there's a fine of translating Isser, you're getting schar out of it. So what is that referring to? Mayi, Titania. HaChamarim shayu osim melacha b'peirot shvi'it, sicharan shvi'it. If people are now active in the transport of perot of shvi'is, then the din of shvi'is is chal on their money. What does that mean? It means sicharan shvi'it. My sicharan shvi'it. Are you telling me? And now we're looking into this because we first begin naively. What does this mean? After we translate what it means, then we'll be able to understand what it meant that chamarin, there's also a knas on. Right now we don't know that. Now just don't look for the Gemara to say, what am I referring to? I'm referring to being kainesta. We need to see where this knas exists first. Then we can say, aha, you see? That's what I meant now when I said, Rabbi Yochanan said, that there's a special class for chamarim. So first, naively, let's try to understand the braita. It says sicharan shvi'it, meaning what? Is it saying you can pay them with shvi'is because they're active in shvi'is? That's ridiculous. I mean, that's certainly not allowed. You're then utilizing peirot to pay debts. The Torah specifically disallows using shvi'is for anything but your own consumption. You can't use it for business. So HaTorah Amra le'ochla. The Torah specifies, Vaita Shabbat Ha'aretz Lachem le'ochla, meaning v'lo l'schora. You can't use it to pay your debts or to do business. That's already a question of what. No, Svichin is a Rabbona, perhaps. Whatever the case would be. There's big machlokas. Right, whatever is but. The Ela, the Kodesh, Scharon, the Kedushat Shvi'it. Do you mean to say, well, if they were paid, then they're going to have the Chumra of Kedushat Shvi'it on the money? So let's say they were transporting lettuce, and now they're paid in lettuce. Is that to take a proportion of the lettuce? So then the money that they make off of the lettuce has a din of the Kedusha of Shvi'is. So even if I'm giving them cash, it's like their proportion. And if the lettuce has to be mevu'ar, let's say, by January, so then their cash becomes usher in January. They have to be mafkirit as if it were lettuce. Is that what you mean? But that's not true. Because that's exactly the case that we had before. Umi kadosh, v'atanya ha'omer l'pol, helach dinazel, l'kotli yerek, l'kotli bo, there was the difference. Remember? So if he says, Lekot v'yerek hayom, then the schar is mutter. And that's this case. We didn't say, bo, Lekot v'yerek bo hayom, scharo asur. So you see very clearly that there's a tremendous difference between the iser in which you're exchanging something and an iser where you're working at something and being paid. So that doesn't make any sense to say that we, because again, we don't know yet that there would be such a thing as a special knas. Again, we're naive. So we're saying, well, what would be the basis of such a thing? Sicharo is asur. So Abaye, indeed, he holds that, okay, it's got to be something else, not this knas business. Liolam, it does mean, yavin la schar mi perotri, just like you suggested before. You can pay him. How can you pay him? You could. No, you could. How could you? Does it not say lo ochla v'lo l'schora? So you're not allowed to use it for business? The yavin b'tzad heter. You do it in a way in which it looks like heter. Meaning what? Well, we have a very similar case. A case when it comes to ma'aser sheni. So over there, the halacha is also that you're not allowed to pay your debts with ma'aser sheni, or perhaps it's also business. That's already an issue between Rashi and Tosfos here, which we'll wait till we get to sugyas of ma'aser sheni. But lo yomar adam l'chaveros, you cannot tell a guy, ha'aleli perot halalo l'Yerushalayim. And this would be because you're basically paying him l'chalek. So you're going to give him a proportion. I'll give you 10% of my perot. And that's also because you're not allowed to sell the business with ma'aser sheni. And you can be mechal ma'aser sheni, but you have to be mechal ma'aser sheni on something that's edible, ultimately. But what you could do is you could say, you know what? I have too much for myself. Why don't we go up together in your car, in your truck, and then when we get there, we'll eat. So then you're basically giving him a gift, is what it sounds like. And then when you get up there, you split it with whatever proportion you're going to split it. But since it's a matnat chinam, notim zelazeh, when you get there, matanat shel chinam, that's what it's referring to over here. You can pay him with perot shviit as long as you do it b'tzad heter. You say to him, you know, why don't we eat these perot together? You fill up your 18-wheeler, and we'll get to such and such a place, and then it'll be our perot, which is acting as if you're not really paying him, you're sharing your perot shviit with him. So therefore it would be mutter. Okay, then that doesn't relate back to Rabbi Yochanan's statement. But Rava says, no, means exactly what you thought it meant. And it bothered you. And I'll now explain it to you. Li'olam de'kadosh v'kdushat shvi'it. It means that the money is indeed chayev and bi'ur, like the perot. So you say, that's not true. There's a difference between saying bo and not saying bo. So de'kakash lecha, you ask from the case of Po'el. The case of Po'el by Shvi'it, as opposed to the case of our Mishnah, where we would go to, even on a small Po'el, small-time Po'el. Po'el didn't make this knas when it came to Shemitah. Because a poor guy that's being paid to work, I mean, he's not getting a tremendous piece of the action, and he's not really, as a worker, making the whole business possible. The idea of a carrier, a common carrier, well, we understand that every country has special rules for common carriers because they're so central to the economy. So over there, lo kansur rabban and the poel, but the chamarim, which is not fish agurayo, they take a big piece of the action. And in taking a big piece of the action, they're also a major player in the business world. Over there, kansur rabban and bahu, the rabban gave a knas. So you'll say, so why didn't we have a, how is it that we don't have a knas by shviyas? Well, we have a knas in our Mishnah? Oh, because the Matnitin expresses the Chumrah of Yayin Nesach. That's why Rabbi Yochanan was saying there's two areas where there's a knas. In, we are dealing with Yayin Nesach. That's because of the Chumrah of Yayin Nesach, that's the din of Akum. That's what I first mean. Kansur Rabban. We don't want people being active in increasing issues, dealing with business-wise, really Ayanezek. Again, it's not Stam Yenom. We haven't gotten to that yet. And the other thing is a common carrier in an Isser Hanor that is Tofes Adama. So it would be Nogea Shmiyis. Iboilo. Ask the Gemara, this is all Ayanezek, but how about just Stam, regular commercial wine, not Ayanezek? So what would be the din there? If you are, in fact, a worker, you're being hired now to transport cognac. I mean, that's stam yenam. That's not something that's yain nesach. Seivaylo. Secharo li stam yenam ma. What about there? Mi amrina given the yisuro chamur to the yain nesach. Do we say, since we made it an iser hana'ah, so, I mean, obviously we're treating it with tremendous chumrah, because we didn't really need to go that far. So that means that we want to make people relate to it as if it were Yayin Nesach. So then, so then we would give it the same chumrah as the Yayin Nesach in terms of translating its value, even in a second order translation, into the value gained through being Osek in it. Odilma, however, remember there's another thing, where we clearly see that we treat it differently than Yayin Nesek, and that is, we learned earlier that real Yayin Nesek being Zivchei Metim is Metame Tuma Chamura, and it actually is treated with Tuma, with Kizayat, and so on. Masha'inka, when it came to Stam Yena, over there, we just said that it's Tumas Mashkin, which was about Chokas Rishonim. Does that mean that it's Mekabel Tumah like any other foodstuff? Doesn't mean it has its own Tumah, but whatever it is, it's certainly not the Chumrah of Zivchei Metim. So don't try to tell me that across the board we treat Stam Yayin as Yayin Ezek. If that's the case, maybe in terms of this Gezer, not this Knas, we also won't treat it with the same Chumrah. So do we say Hove Tumah Tokyo, since the halach of its Tumah is lesser by Stam Yena than it is by Yayin Esek Afscharo Namikyo, and perhaps it would be Mutter. Tashma, how about bringing a raya from the following case? The Ahu Gavra, the Agar Arbe L'Stam Yena. There was a guy who rented out his boat to a goy to transport Stam Yayin. And they exchanged him Yovel Echiti. They gave him his agra, his char, in wheat. And now he comes to Rav Chista and he wants to know whether his wheat is mutter. Now the truth is, on the surface, this is ridiculous. How are we bringing a raya from the very case that we said is different? An arba is a carrier. No, I bought new water.
Yeah, this is still on your
plans. So we're bringing a raya from a common carrier. And we said a common carrier, of course, is Osir. We're trying to bring a raya to a worker, not a carrier. Tosis explains that what it means over here is a stam, a guy is a fisherman, and just rented the use of his boat across the stream. It's not like a big deal where he's got a ship and he's an oil carrier or something and he's tanking this from Dubai, you know. So yeah, it was a $5 deal, come on. So over there, it certainly is not included under the Common Carrier Act of Knas. So because of that, he thought it would be mutter, which was the question we were asking, was Stam Yena. And Rav Chista said to him, listen, buddy, you go burn those chitim, and you go bury the ashes. Zil kalino v'kavrino. I mean, let's not overdo it. I mean, couldn't he just sort of throw it to the wind? This sounds a little bit like overkill. I mean, you know, maybe you should use an H-bomb on it. I mean, lemele bedrino. Why not just throw it to the wind? No, we know. Atubili de takala. What do you mean? People may pick it up. They may use it. So, okay, so burn it and throw it to the wind. I mean, we got to bury it. No. Dilma mezablibo. Remember that anything that is used, we had before, even the metal shavings, if they're used for the zibo, because they mix with karka. One of the listeners to the Daf Yomi in South Africa just sent me an amazing story. He works in this company, and they're they're often are shaving down things, metalwork, and he sees them collecting the shavings, like very mock, to collect every little bit of shaving. So he asked the guy who's collecting, he said, well, you know, what do you do with that? So this fantastic fertilizer I use in my garden. So it's wild, exactly that case with the metal that you're not supposed to throw the shavings out into the air. So here it's chitim. So the carbon is certainly useful, whatever things are left in there. So we're afraid that you'll be mezava. Okay, so then just bury it. I mean, but to burn and bury sounds really overdone. So, why don't you just bury it the way it is? Milo tnan. We know that we can bury Yisrei Hana'at. Sorry. Rashi's Girsa was early, Kavrino Bekivri. Don't bury it stam in a place. Bury it in a Beit HaKvarot. When it's buried in a Beit HaKvarot, it's not something that people will see, even if it would sprout, they wouldn't take it. Yeah. But you can bury things that are Asar Bana, because after all, Milo Tanya should say, doesn't seem to brighter that Echad Evan Shiniskalba, if somebody was killed in Beit Din, and they used an Evan for Skila, or the Niskalim, remember, hung for a moment on a tree, Echad Eitz Shinitla Alav, or Echad Sayef Shiner Agbo, or the sword that was used to cut the guy's head off, or the sudar that was used to choke him, shenecha nagbo, kulam nikbarinimo. All of these things have to be buried with him. And we dash this from a pasuk of lotalin nivlato al ha'etz ki kabartik bareno, meaning bury the eitz. So anything that was used in Beit Din that ended up being a kli to kill someone is osur ba'na'a, just like the body is osur ba'na'a. And it says that it's buried with him. See, you burn it first, and then you bury it. So burial is sufficient. No. That's different. Over there, it's clearly buried in Kivrei Bebedina. Remember, that's a special cemetery where anybody was killed in Besdin or used these kalim that were used in Besdin are buried there. Everybody knows. Mukha milt, it's obvious that anything here is Asur Bana. So these are Ruge Bedinino. But over here, somebody's going to come across with a bulldozer, which was being used to repair the street, and all of a sudden he comes up with this cache of chitim. What's his reaction going to be? Somebody stole this, buried it, is going to come back now to recover it. Why should we give it to the ganovim? I'll take it. So over there, here it's not obvious that it's Yisriyana. They'll figure, Inish Ganav, somebody stole this, they buried it over here to hide it. By the way, it's a very interesting case, halacha l'maisa, fascinating case, where a sheikhet was a rich guy and wanted, it was one of these cute collector kind of things. He bought the sword from the government executioner to use as a sacket of shechita. And that was fine. You know, definitely made his shechita special. So the... In Europe. A sword that was used to kill people by cutting off their heads. And he figured, wow.
Did he read a verdict of what shechita?
I guess he felt like that it was, Yeah. So many of the Paiskim asked it because they can't use that knife because of this Gemara. The Zirat Mashba, anything that is used to kill a person, that you can't be nana from. It has to be buried. Others were matrit because this is Dafka Din in Besdin, where over there it's sort of a halacha in which the Torah was makbid on the covet of the person who was killed, that this is something that it's not even right after. It's the Sharaniskal kind of thing, right? So, in which case, it would have nothing to do with the government sword. But it was very interesting, Shaila. Many Paiskim held it was also. Devei Rebbe Yanai, Yazvi Perish V'it Mianim, Uparulu Bashminit. Now what the Talmidim in Rebbe Yanai's Beit HaMidrash used to do is tzedakah. They would borrow the perot of Shvias from Anim. Obviously they would eat them. And then the next year where the Anim didn't have any money, they would pay them back. By that time, the perot were already post-biur, so the Anim wouldn't be able to have any perot from Shvias. And the question over here was, wait a minute, but then isn't that similar to a sale of the Shemitah product, which then gets the din of biurs, and then we would be awesome, because the Zman of biur was over by the time the Shemitah came around. So people came and told Rabbi Yochanan what these guys are doing. You want to know if it's mutter. Also, I'm really the Rabbi Yochanan. Amalu, that's a very nice thing to do. Ya'utein ovdin. They're doing very well, and it's a good thing. And the fact is, the reason that it's mutter is because since at the time that they're paid back, it's the payrot are already not there. They don't exist. Then it's clearly not an exchange. It's a loan and a payment. The same thing would be true, kenegdan be'etnan. The same thing would be true for payment to a prostitute. Like this, if you pay a prostitute up front, at the time that you're going into this whorehouse, she's not allowed to use that as a carbon. So the teleh, let's say, would be aser. But suppose now she's paid afterwards, then since it's the equivalent over here of the perot shvis, it's not an exchange. It's as if it's a loan. You're paying back for services rendered at an earlier time. So it's not kayim at that time. Then it would also be mutter. And you see this clearly from the bride, the Tanya. Suppose Natan Lavalobala, suppose you gave her now this tleh, but you never actually had intercourse with her. Or Ba'aleha, or you did sleep with her, but lo natan la'etnana, and you didn't pay her, which of course makes no sense, as we'll ask in a moment. Then what you paid her is mutter. I thought you didn't pay her. Okay, mutter. Says him, what? None of this makes sense. What do you mean Natan Lavalobala? You paid her, but you never actually had sex with her. Well, obviously it's mutter. I mean, what would make it an etnan? Pshita. Give it to Lobal. You're just giving her a gift. Matanabi Amun. Everybody gives their girlfriend's gift with the understanding that ultimately, you know, I mean, this is a gift. And so it's got to be, I mean, it's Matanabi Amun Yoivla. So that doesn't make sense. There's no kiddush in that. The other part makes no sense at all. You're telling me that he was Baal Avalo Natanla? You never paid her anything. So then, Halo Yoivla Avalo Mide. You didn't give her anything. So give it a loan etnanla, my etnan mutar. If you didn't give her an etnan, so how is the etnan mutar? Elohikam. Obviously, the meaning is, and this supports what we were saying, kenegdam etnan is mutar, halkikama. Natanla, of course, ultimately, ba'aleha, if not, it wouldn't be an etnan at all. So he gives her this gift. And then, ultimately, acharkach ba'aleha, or ba'aleha, and then ultimately, natan la etnana, then it's mutter. So now, in order to bring out the argument that we're having, I don't mean the argument between us, I mean the argument that proves what it is that we're, our contention here, that the etnan is equivalent to the perot shvi'it. So now ask yourself, I mean, is it not, if natan la, you paid her and then ultimately you do have intercourse with her. Charkach ba'aleha. So then why isn't it called an etnan? Now retroactively. So l'chi ba'aleha, l'chol ala yisur etnan l'mafreya. I don't get it. Omar Rabbi Elazar, the point over here would be where kadmavi krivato. She went ahead now and brought her korban for in advance dispensation. You know, that's what the goyim do. They pay up in advance, so You do your tshuva in advance, and then you can do the aveira. So she brings her korban, and then he sleeps with her. Well, I mean, that also doesn't make any sense. I mean, if he gave it to her and he said, you have a kinyan in it now, so then obviously, pshita deshari, dahaleta bishat biya, since it wasn't here at the time that he sleeps with her, then it should have a din of matana b'yalma with the oivla. So then he's giving her basically a gift. Now, that girsa, matana b'yalma with the oivla, doesn't sound like it makes all that much sense. And in fact, Tosfos doesn't like it. And some girsa don't have it. And if you take a look in the Bach, he takes it out. Because it isn't really a matana b'yalma. It's clearly being given for this purposes. It's just that the question is whether it's the equivalent of matana b'yalma. So maybe that's what it means. Even in Rashi, when half of the gears, maybe it just means a matana b'yalma d'yovla. It's the equivalent of a matana b'yalma since it isn't dependent in the actual intercourse. It's not considered to be sechar b'yalma. And that would be the case. That would be very similar to the case of the Shemitah.
Because she uses it.
Yeah, she can use it. But what's the chiddush in that? The loam alak nilak mi'aksha. But if it wasn't hers at all, then he couldn't have given it as a, she couldn't have brought it as a carbon. She couldn't have brought it as a carbon, so that can't be the explanation of the case. You can't bring someone else's animal as a carbon because you're holding on to it in the eventuality that you're going to be paid with it. That doesn't make any sense at all. It's ish ki akdishet beito kodesh abarachmana. It has to be yours. Ma beito brishuto. Beito means that which you own. Av kol brishuto. Must be, the only chiddush would be, is where he says to her, look, you know, I don't want to ever come in here and not have cash or not have a credit card, so why don't you hold on to this and you keep it handy. So, havilech gabech ach atbiya. The imatzir, but you know, I mean, if you really need it, you know, you could take it if you want it from now. So if you feel like you need it to bring a carbon, it's like you really want it. So kedilek miakshav. So since ultimately it doesn't have to be there, b'sha'ad biya, it doesn't have to be a real exchange, then it's the equivalent of this halva'ah, so to speak. I'm letting you have it. But I mean, there's an understanding involved that I'll pay you back, so to speak. So then it becomes the equivalent of a halva'ah, not derech mekach, and that's what we're saying is similar to the idea of the Shemitah that we spoke of earlier. Hasocherat ha-poel ha-sotimo b'yayin esech, sicharo asur. Sicharo la-sotimo melacha acheret, afa pishamar lo-haver li chavit shal yayin esech, mimakom lo-makom, sicharo butar. Hasocherat ha-chamor, la-viya le-ha yayin esech, sicharo asur. Sicharo le-sheva le-ha, then afa pishiniyach le-virkachon le-gino le-ha, sicharo mutar. My time is sicharo asur. Ilei mo-hoel v'yayin esech asur ba-na, sicharo nami asur ba-na. That's crazy. Or le-vekloi ha-kerem asur ba-na. Nonetheless, non-machrami kidesh v'damei mikudeshe. Ella, it must be different because hova tofeset amav kavodat kochavim. It's also not true. Because our reshviit, which is tofeset amav, nonetheless, tanom l'poel helech din hazeh l'kot libo yerek hayom, then skaro asur. L'kot li yerek hayom, skaro mutar. Om Rebbe Abohu, Om Rebbe Yochanan, this is a special din. It's a knash, kanzuch hachomim, which appears in two places. One is b'chamarim, one is by Yayin Nesach. Well, Yayin Nesach I know, the Amora. What's this business about chamarim, Mai? Betanya, chamarim shayo osim lacha b'peirot shvi'it, sicharan shvi'it. Now, what is that supposed to mean, sicharan shvi'it? Ile b'di avinan lu schar mi'peirot shvi'it? That's impossible. Nimtzeze poreach ova mi'peirot shvi'it. HaTorah amra lo ochla, lo leschora. Ela, do you mean that the sechar is kadosh scharon b'kudushat shvi'it? But that's not true. Umi kadosh. Vatanya omer lepol eilech dina ze lekotli yerek ayom scharo mutar. Lekotli yerek bo ayom scharo asur. Omer abaya, it's got to mean a heter. Lo'olam that you can give him schar mi perot shvi'it. So, the kakash lecha, but I thought that's asur. Lo'olam v'lo leschora. It would be the avid nyale b'tzad heter. We find that also when it comes to maaser sheni, kid it's not. Lo yomar adam lechaveiro, ha'aleli perot halala liYerushalayim lechaleik, but he could say, ha'aleim lo uchlam leshtot b'Yerushalayim together, and then notim ze lezeh, batara shachina. Rav amar, no, it means exactly what you thought. Le'olam dekadosh b'kedushat shvi'it. So you ask from that mishnah, the kakashra, or the poel, that's different. Poel lo nafish agre. There's no knas in a poel. So there, look at your rabbanon. Chamarin, the nafish agre, look at your rabbanon. Aye, what about our mishnah, which just talking about a poel and not chamarin? That's because matnitin chumra d'yayin nesach shayni. Iboil, how about zicharo listam yeinam mahu? Does stam yeinam have the din of yayin nesach? Mi amrina given the yisura chamur kiri yayin nesach. Therefore, zicharo nami asur lagayin nesach. Odiyo mahol v'tumato kiyo, then af zicharo nami kiyo. Toshma du gavad oga arbe, and it's talking not about a common carrier. Listam yeinam. Yovale chiti be'agra. Out of the common carrier of chista to find out if he could use the chiti. Omale, no. Zio kalinu v'kavrinu v'kavre. Lemele badrinu. No. Atubile deta kala. So then likalinu v'kavrinu. No. Dilma mizabobo. So then why not just bury it? V'kavrinu be'inayu. Milo tnan. Echad even shenizkalba v'echad shenitlala. Echad sayev shenaragbo. Echad sudar shenachanagbo. Kulam nikbarimimo. Atam de teka kavre b'beidina. Mukha milta daruge b'edinino. Hachalav mukha milta. Emar inish ganav vaitik avrahacha. Tuvei rabiana yusvi perishvit me'aniyim. Uporulo b'shminit. Otu amre le rabi yochanan. Amarlo yeuten avdin. Uchnegdan betnan is also mutter. Detnan. Detanya. Natanla velo baale abale velo natanla et nanam mutar. Natanla velo baale apshita. Not to mention, the second case, even crazier. What are we talking about? Which etnan being mutar? There isn't any. That's the issue. Etnana mutar. Natanla v'acharkach bala. Why would it be mutar? Why don't we say retroactive? Lechalala yisratan l'mafreya. Omar Rabbi Elazar. Stop that over here. Shekadma v'krivato. What is that supposed to mean? Echidomi. If he gave her the right to do that, to Omar l'knilach me'achshav, obviously it's mutar. He just gave it to her. Don't let the bishad be at all. It's just matan b'yalma equivalent. V'diyoyevla. V'dilo amar knilach me'achshav. So then it's not hers to be makam as a korban. You can't bring a korban from somebody else's thing. Heki matzi bekarva. Ish ki yagdish et beto kodesh amar Rachmana. Ma beto brishuto av ko brishuto. Ela di amar lo lahevi gabech ad sha'ad biya. Ve'imitz trach lech kni me'achshav. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
So we're going to start Be'ezes Hashem today. And start by Lord Hashem, a wonderful new parak, Hasefer Safael, fifth parak in the second Abbey Zorah, the Samak Beis, Omid Aleph.
I'm from the Heilige Parak.
Hasokel et Hapoel, Lasotimo Vyayin Esav. Until now, we've been speaking about the Isser Vyayin Esav directly, or the Isser that the sale of Vyayin Esav creates on the Zonim. And we know, saw earlier with Derish from the Pasuk, Ko Shatama Hayeh Emenu, whatever one brings from the Keach of Avodah Zorah, the Yisra of Avodah Zorah, the Zonim is also Nitfas by Yisra of Avodah Zorah. This parak now discusses the extension of such a halakha into a brand new area, which we'll see is not really a halakha of Tvisas Zonim, the Iker Hadin, but is rather a Knas, as we'll see. And that is, there's a third category. There's actually what we call it a fourth category. There's Avodah Zorah. There's Takloides Avodah Zorah, which includes Yayin Nesach. Then there's the Domim that one gets for either Avodah Zorah, Takloides Avodah Zorah. And this now is a fourth category, which is called the Domim that one gets for working with Avodah Zorah, which normally is not viewed, except for special circumstances that we'll discuss, is normally not viewed as an exchange. But nonetheless, the Rabbanan answered it. So our Mishnah begins with a case where someone hired a Jewish Kohel to work with him in Yayin Esav. And even though this work is not the creation of the Yayin Esav, we talked before about the Isser of working with the Akum and the Gat and so on, here it could be even to bottle the Yayin Esav, or to transport the Yayin Esav for him, and so on. And when it says Yayin Nesef, by the way, it does mean Yayin Nesef, real Yayin Nesef. The Gemara is going to have a hakira as to whether this is also true about Stam Yayin Nesef. But we're talking here about Yayin Nesef. Shecharo Asur, the payment that he gets is also Asur Bana. But if Shecharo Lasotimo Melacha Acheret, if the Etzem he was hired to do general work, then Apalpi Shamarlo Haverli Tavicho Yain Etzem Mokam Mokam, even though he now comes along and he tells me, bring this barrel for me, and it's Yain Etzem, and he does it. And Gemara is going to declare what would happen to his shayar if he refused to do it, and we'll see, it depends what the case is. That then, in that case, the charom mutar. The schar is mutar because the schar was a general schar. Again, we have to see the Gemara's hagdara of what exactly the situation is, because it really depends very much on the arrangement they had made.
Is that similar to Shabbos, where you have the weekly Shabbos?
Yes, there's elements of that, being mavliya and other things, but it's the Gemara becomes very, very strict about what is considered to be mutar. The same thing is true even if somebody hires your chamor and to use it as a transport vehicle. So there too the schar of the chamor is also us. If the guy rented your chamor in order to be sitting on it to transport him, even though Lamaisa, he put down, and we know that that's the norm, that somebody rides, he puts down his canteen, whatever he's going to be drinking. I mean, nowadays it's understood he would have his Coke bottle down there. You know, in those days, the norm was to drink the wine. So we know that he's going to put down wine on it. So Lachora, you would think that the scar includes the scar for Yarimasa. Nonetheless, Sechara Mutar. The Gemara will wonder why that's true, because it doesn't seem to have the same strict definitions of the earlier case of different covenants. Says the Gemara, my time is Sechara Asa. What exactly is the reason that somebody who was hired by a goy to work with the Ayin Netzach is not allowed to benefit from his pay? Ilema hoyo the Ayin Netzach asur v'hana'a Sechara v'hana'asur. If you're going to tell me that the reason is because in the same way that the Yayin Netzach is Osir Bahana'a, so in general things that are Osir Bahana'a also are Teface the Dummy. Is that true? I mean, Orlan Kalaya Karen, for instance, are Osir Bahana'a, and nonetheless it says the Farish, it's not Michoran V'Kidesh V'Dameim. Somebody sells Orlan Kalaya Karen, and now he gets that money. And then he goes out and he uses that money to be Mekadesh and Isha. She's Mekudashes. So it must be that that money is not Asabana, because Asabana wouldn't have any value. So it must be that we don't say that a normal thing that is Asabana is safe as the dummy. Well, says the Gemara, that's not really much of a riot, because what maybe the reason over here is, is that Avodas Kechavim is special because its teifes is dumma, not like Orlan Kloya Karen. So maybe, hail, the teifes is dumma, Kavodas Kechavim, since Yayin Netzach is takuvas achav, and therefore it now becomes, once it's poured out Kavodas Kechavim, anything that you mahaya hemenu, and now I sell, becomes osur kamohu. In which case, maybe the payment to a payah is also considered to be the equivalent of an exchange for the money of the Ayin Netzach. Is that true? V'harei Shviyas d'teifes es dameh. We know that by Shviyas, we saw before, that anything that you sell that was Kadosh for Kedusha Shviyas, that now becomes the Kedusha Shviyas, that asks you to eat it outside of the Zman HaBiur and so on, is chal on whatever it is you exchanged for the Shviyas. And nonetheless, it is not teifes the value of the payment to a worker. So there certainly is no comparison between exchanged money and between payments that are being given to a worker when something is usher. Because it says beferish in the Mishnah in Shviyas, it's not. Ha'omer lepoel, hela diner zeh. Somebody who says to a workman, take this dollar, the coat li bo yerek hayom. in exchange for this dollar, you give me your akot of shvius. There the zakar is osir. Why? Because the way that he said it was lakot libo, I'm going to exchange it for the yirakot of shvius, but you're going to sell me for it. You're not allowed to sell yirakot. That's for sure. That's an exchange. And there's faith. This is dhamma. However, if he just says lakot li yarakayom, I'm hiring you to do the work that I could do. I would want to, I'm too lazy. So you go and you take this dollar and go and collect a pair of shvius for me today. There's the charam mutar. Why is the charam mutar? We should say it. If you're telling me that there's no difference between an exchange of a dover that's taken as dhamma and a payment to a worker in a dover that's taken as dhamma, then the same halacha would have been true about shvius, and the money should have been taken as dhamma to the payer. And yet it says over here charam mutar. By the way, when it says mutar and also, of course, the gabi shvius doesn't mean aser banar or mutar banar. It means aser mutar legabe the dinim of kedusha shviyas, whether you're allowed to keep it after the zman habiur and so on and so forth. But certainly the svara is the same. Either we hold that something exchanged is the payment for apparel is the equivalent of an exchange, or we don't. I mean, we can't start making these distinctions. Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is that Rabbi Yochanan said that it's really not Mi'ikra Din. Of course, the truth that the comparison to Orla Klara Karen doesn't make sense. The comparison to Shvius, it wouldn't make sense over here. It shouldn't be also. However, here, there was a special Chumrah that there was a Knas, Shekonsu Chachomim Bachamarim, and we'll see what that's referring to, with people who rent out, move over a little bit further. People who rent out their donkeys, and for malacha, for perishvias, I mean for yayinessa, bu biyayinessa. Where are these two chumras? Yayinessa, of course, is our case, our mishnah, the amor. Chamarim mahi, what is the reference over here to donkey drivers? Netanya, hachamarim, shayuosim malacha b'perot shviyit, sicharam shviyit. That donkey drivers that were being asek in Parish Mies, their money that is paid for the work that they do, the rental that they do, is considered to be Shvius. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean Sacharon Shvius sounds like it's saying you're allowed to pay them from Shvius? When it's Sacharon Shvius, their schar can be Shvius. So what does that mean? My soul and Shvius. Even to be Abinilas, Army Parish Mies. Means you're allowed to pay their work with perishvias. Isn't that called mimsa zeporea chovo miperishvias? Wouldn't that mean that somebody is using his perish, which was given to you to eat, and he's using it to pay debts? He's going to pay for a car rental with perishvias. Atera amra lo okla. It says that vayitzvus aratzochem lo okla. Lo okla means v'lo l'schora. You're not allowed to be doing business with it, and paying off a debt is business. Ella has got to mean that was to kodesh svarim mikedusha shvius, that the schar that you pay these chamarim get kedusha shvius in it, the mele tzotzer and habior and so on and so forth. Is that true? I thought we just had the mishnah I quoted to you a moment ago. Mi kodesh, it should say v'hatnan, and the girsa is a little bit confused over here. So what it should say is the same exact lashon that we said before. Ha'emer l'payel helech dinazev l'kot l'yerek bo hayom secharo asur l'kot l'yerek hayom secharo mutar. So you see that shvius is not tefis the schar of a payel. So why then would it be tefis the schar of the kamarim? I don't understand. What? No matter how I look at it, I don't know what this means. The kamarim that they also have it in the parish shvius. You know, the truth is it does mean what you thought. You're allowed to pay them with perishvias. I see you ask, it's a katachalaka. You ask before, isn't that doing business, the perishvias? Doesn't it say, the case over here is that you give it to him, like a matona. There's a way to do this betzad heter exactly like we see by Maisa Sheni. If you're the mission of Maisa Sheni, get it's not. Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro, ha'aleli peros ha'lodo l'Yerushalayim l'chalev. So somebody has a lot of Paris Meiser Shemi, and he is a little bit lazy to bother packing them, transporting them, bringing to Yerushalayim. He makes a deal with somebody, says, you take my Meiser Shemi up to Yerushalayim for me, and when we get there, I'll split it with you, and that way you'll be paid. It's a lot of Paris over here. That you're not allowed to do, even though that person is also going to be eating it, Yerushalayim Behetah. You can't do that. But you could certainly say, you know what? Let's go up together to Yerushalayim. I've got a lot of parents. We'll have a nice dinner together. Schmuck. You take them up. You have a big car. Halim lochlam v'lishtotam Yerushalayim. And then it's together matnat chinam. Yeah, you do me a favor. We'll have fun. We're friends. Nothing zelo zem matanat chinam. So you could do that. In Shviyistur, you would say, listen, you know, I don't have a van, maybe you could go and pick the payers, put them on your van for me, I have a lot of payers to share with you, we'll have a soda together, and that way it's not the getter sekera.
What's the other that would be a
Because since it's obviously a cover-up.
What? He's not getting What's the Baal training for this?
I'm giving him my Paris. I have Paris, I'm going to give it to him. I say, we're going to share it.
So
I wouldn't have given it to you if you hadn't done me the favor of driving it up in your van.
I guess it was his driving up.
So it's an exchange of favors. Exchange of favors borders on Sorah. But you see over here that's much. Rava says, no. Come on, the whole context of the brisa is telling me that it's a knas. I'm saying that it's awesome. It's not, you're telling me that the brisa is coming to the Gabi Kamarim, it's a heter, and the Gabi Yarnes, it's a very funny way of constructing the brisa. Of course it means it's awesome, meaning it's Kaddish B'Kaddish Shvius. Of course, that's the Yisra, the Gabi B'Kaddish Shvius. So Rava Amar, the Yerlan, the Kaddish B'Kaddish Shvius. You're going to ask me, what's the Nafkamina between the Pariel and the band driver? I mean, how come one should be usher and one should be mutter? Very partial. Because Toel the law nafish adwe look and surabana. But when it's been put stam, I mean normal human back and forth, this the guy's going out making a couple bucks, and so on, call that schora. But a van driver, there's a business of it. A business, he makes a lot of profit. And there they made a knas. So by a payoff that doesn't make a lot of money, look and surabana. Chamarim, a van driver, the Nafish Adrayo, he makes a lot of money out of this, and it's a real business for him. And therefore, this whole sukkah over here, the Masnisen, our Mishnah that says Yayanessa, you're right. You have a very good proof that money to a poel is certainly not considered to be the same as an exchange of value. That we you showed that to me clearly from the Dinam of Shviyas, because if it was an exchange, then even a poel would be us. So why then is it usher in our Mishnah? Because Chumrah, the Yayin Netzach Shani, the Rabbanan were Gezer, the Yayin Netzach, as we've seen in many elements, to be more Machmer than normal Isurim, even Isurim that are typhus as Dameyan, like Shviyas. Because they wanted to be Marfik people from any type of involvement in Yayin Netzach. Iboyel. How about, asks the Gemara, I mean, the Mishnah talks about Yayin Netzach. How about Stam Yena? Are we going to be so machmer legabe a poel who was hired not to bring Yayin Netzach that we know is mamish takluvas akum? I mean, that's terrible. But over here at Stam, I mean, we have no reason to believe that this is really takluvas avodah zarah. It's part of the takona that we made legabe shintun. So there's Stam Yena. Is it also or not? Now, to Tostosis points out, of course it's also lechatchila to make your money off of dealing with Stam Yenam, that follows from the din of not working with another Kechavim Bagat once it starts to flow. I mean, that's not Yayin Netzach. That's Stam Yenam. And we said there that you're not supposed to do it. Our only shiloh of years, whether the Sakhar is Mutu B'Dievet, we're not going back on the things we said in the earlier parak. So the question is whether this Gezeira, this Knas, that we just learned about, would apply even to Stam Yenam, or is it only a din in Yayin Netzach Mamish, which is also Astak Rubasak. Me, Amdin and Kim and Isra Hamur Kidi Ayinessa. Do we say that since the Rabbanan were Geyser and Isra Hamur? This is a pretty rare thing in the Rabbanan and Geyser and Isra. They don't make it a Surah Hamur normally. And we know that there are two levels, remember. as we saw earlier, at least according to the way most Rishonim explain it, the Nafkamina, between the two levels of where it's Aser B'Shtiyah and where it's Aser B'Ana'ah, is the Yitzer B'Ana'ah is really based on the concept of its similarity to Takur B'Takur, where it's Chashash of Takur B'Takur. The other Yitzer B'Shtiyah is a din of Chitun, that we have to be Mizrachic from Ede Avodah Zarah. So that means that since the Rabbanan put an Yitzer HaMa'ah on it, they viewed it, gave it the dinim ki'ilu, it really is Takur B'Takur. So if that's the case, then we should say they went all the way not to be Mechalik, and if we made a knas to be Mizrachic from Takur B'Takur. So it's not like a takana for a takana, a gezeira le gezeira that we should. It would be that we view Stan Yainam the same way we view Mamish Yainam. It's all one takana. Odilna. Or do we say, well, the truth is it isn't really one takana Mamish, is it? I mean, because we saw before that there's three different types of Yainam when it comes to the dinim of Tuma. So yeah, we said that when it comes to the tuma of Yayin Nesa, so there it's Mamish Mitami, like real Takuvas Akum, as if they made it so much. Mashen Kain, when we're talking about the Yayin of Stam Yenon, it's only Mitami like a Mashkin. It's not Mitami, Bituma Kamura with the Kizayas. So apparently it's not Mamish the same. So we should say Dilma Ho Bituma Tokil. Maybe we're going to be Mekil in the Sachar as well. Same way we're Mekil in the Tuma. So what's the thing? Tashma, let's bring a raya from the case of Ahu Gavra, the Ogar Arve Vistamina. There was a man who had a boat, and he rented out his boat to a goy for transporting Stamina. And Yogalachiti Biarbra, the goy, paid him with sacks of wheat, and they made an exchange. Not in exchange for the Sanyeno, in exchange for his Sakhar. Also the kind of Rav Chisda. So he came to ask Rav Chisda, and when he said, but it's mutter, and Rav Chisda said, Zil Kalinu, you should burn up the chitit, the kavrinu, and go and bury it in the Beis HaKvaras. I mean, look, even if it's also about non, it seems to be a little bit exaggerated over here. I mean, like, no, like, badrino, let him say he should throw it out, I mean, scatter it. What do you mean, Badrino? I mean, these people would gather it, they would plant it, they would be nana from it, they would eat it. Okay, so then Liklinu would leave the reason why. Well, why can't he just burn it and then throw the ashes out? I mean, how can they cast to burn it and to be paid for it and it should be in a mokum where people know it's Rayamamu? No, because if he did that, then it's going to be used basically for Mizadrigal. Because the dirt is serves as a very good zevel. It's got a lot of nitrogen in it, that's left, and so on. Okay, so what do you have to burn? You're going to bury it. So what do you have to burn it for? So you bury it. So what for Inhobe Nine? Bury it in its state. Milo Tanam. I mean, we know that we do this. It says for Gabi the din of Skila by Solin Nivlosa, so we learn over there anything that was brought to the Halona becomes Osir also, just like the mace.
They won't grow.
What's that?
The kernels.
No, it means in a way that it's not going to. So Echad the Evan Shiniskalba, Echad Echinit Lala, Echad Sayak Shinerakbo is buried. The Yachat Sudar Shanech Magbo, we learn out over there, the things that are used to kill a person in Beth and Yachon Hutzad are all Nigiborim Imay. Okay, that's different. I mean, because Hassam, the Kakadu, the Beidina, Mukha Mils, that would get best. Over there, that first was a special base of Chorus that would get best. So we know that anything that's there is definitely, nobody's going to come to take it. They understand it. It's a straight unknown. This was an official thing. But Hakka, over here, somebody goes and buries a bunch of feet. Well, what does it look like to people? It looks like that the guy's a gunner, he hijacked some trucks, and he didn't want to be discovered, and he buried it over here where he thought nobody would look. So if it was discovered, so they'll take it. There's no indication that it's really enough. Amar people will say, apparently in his gunner, this guy was afraid of getting caught, so he went and he buried it over here. So if I found it, find his keepers, so I'll take it and I'll use it. And he finds it all packed up, I mean, as I have been.
But we see from all that it would be Usher, because he uses the car for transporting the Samyana.
That's all right. That was our question. Samyana Usher, we're bringing a riot from this mice, but clearly it's Usher. We never discussed the din of Schar. We only discussed the din of Tvisas Domi. This mission is extending now a whole concept into Zakar. Actually, the truth is, since Baruch Hashem we're able to do this quickly, I'd like to tell you over the brilliant way the Tosfos analyzes the first part of the Matzah and the Gemara. I want it first to finish. What the Veir of Yanai did was very interesting. They would, in order to give the benefit of Shemitah to Aniyim, so Aniyim only have 1 year, which can go around. So what did he do? He would borrow the Peiros of Shvius from the Aniyim. I mean, there's only 1 year of Shemitah. How do we give the benefit of Shemitah to Aniyim for future years? He came up with a, they came up with a brilliant thing to be mischatzed with the Aniyim. They would. No, but they want. This is much nicer. The Ani owns Peiros Shvius. It isn't coming on to you for a favor. So they would go now, they would borrow the things from Shemitah. They said, lend us some Shemitah. We're also going to eat. And you already picked it, so lend it to us. Then they would wait till after Shemitah, and they would pay them back with Peiros Shvius. So that way, and there was no problem over there of eating after the Zman of the year or anything. So it was great. They had 2 years of Shemitah. That they were able to put off the Hanah until the next year.
Of eating it? I mean, they were prolonged themselves.
No, whatever. The Aniyim would only be able to keep whatever they did. We'll see. We'll talk about that. Uparu l'bishminis. And then they paid them back in the 8th year. So now this is basically chalitin in terms of borrowing for perishes. Also, Amrele l'Rav Yochanan. They came and they told Rav Yochanan, this is what they're doing. Isn't that awesome? And he said, "Amalo Adarabba, Yosein Abdin." That's very nice. There's no problem. Why? And here we get to what David was raising. Because at the time that they were paying them back, those payers were not extant. Therefore, it's not called Khalifa of Israel. And the male, there's no problem of being typhus as Donov at this point. And the same thing would be true by Esna. That if, Lamaisa, you're paying up the price of a Zaina as a loan for her services, and you're not paying directly Bishas Maisa, you'd be allowed to use that money, or that, if you gave an animal, of course, or a fetus, whatever, you'd be allowed to use that as a korban. Because since you're not giving it now Bishas Maisa, so when you give it to her later, it's just called like a matona, it's not called chalipin for an esma. Titania. Natan lavalo bala. Now, this price seems a little strange. I mean, he gives her a gift, but he never really sleeps with her. I mean, what does that have to do with Esna? I was going to ask about. Or even crazier, if he sleeps with her, but he never pays her. So, what do we do? Then there's no Esna. The Gemara will ask about, what is this price supposed to be saying? Bala avalo natan la. Then Esnena mutar. Now, I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Nasa level of Bala gives her money but never sleeps with her. That's rather obvious. Pita gives the Bala, I'm not son of the only. I mean, whoever, what, I mean, so they made a deal, so the male becomes us, and whoever it is, it can't be that. So, I'm not son of the only. All he's doing is giving her a gift. And then the next case, even crazier. Bala, Balona, Pamela. If he never gave her anything, where's the Esma that we're discussing? Hello, Yarv, love, he didn't give anything to her. The Kima Dalona Tamla, if he never gave her, what do you mean the Esma is Mutter? There is no Esma. So my Esma is Mutter. So must be that the meaning of the bride is like this. Alachika. Natan la viachar pachabala. What does God mean? It's like this. He gave it to her, and v'loi ba'alea, meaning v'loi ba'alea now. He was ba'alea achar's mom. So basically, he had like a credit by her. So now, or ba'alea, he did sleep with her, but he didn't pay her at the time. And later, v'akakaz natan la et nana. So then, it's mutter. Now, let's analyze those cases. Natan la v'akakaz ba'alea. So, the first case I understand, what you're saying is that it's not chalipin. Right? What you're saying is that since it's not b'shas maisa, it's similar to the case of the Veir of Yanai. That at the time that it's being paid, it's no longer chalipin for Peiros Shvius, and we look at it as like a gift, rather than as chalipin. But the other case, you're saying, if he pays her up in advance, and then he's bawled out. So I don't understand. So why isn't that an Esna? I mean, at the time, but he's Bala, should now be defining that what he gave her. So look, he prayer. Why does that not redefine the transaction as a transaction of Esther? I mean, it's clear that that's what it was for. Omer Rabbi Elazar, it would. But it's talking about that she went ahead and used it before it became Aser. So she was kadma v'ikrivatov. Ah, had you told me what would be the case? In other words, what was their arrangement? If he tells her, you know what, you take this money, it's yours. It's not conditional on anything between us later. So she did the shari. I mean, what, I understand. How could it not be, if he tells her to be kind of it now, even if, even if it's an understanding that he'll sleep with her later? I mean, if Bishaz Bia, it didn't exist, so how could it become Austin? Unless the Bishaz Bia. This Matana B'Alma Hudiyayivla is problematic in the gear, so let's take it out. The Tosis says it doesn't make sense. The Bach takes it out. The Ida Lolamalak Nilad Miyapsha. And if he gives it to her, and it's understood to be only advance payment, but she doesn't really have any kinyanim in it, so how could she bring it as a carbon? It's not hers. I mean, she was basically just holding on to it. So Heshi Matsi Mekarva, how can she bring it as a carbon? The Ishti Agdish's base, her Kodesh Shamarachmana. Did we learn out from the Pasuk that only if a man is Magish his house, to tell me, Ma Beito Brishuto, just like a house is always in your Rishut, like it's real estate, Apko Brishuto, only those things which are really already in your Rishut. Over here she wasn't Koneh yet. So Mimonav Shaka doesn't make sense. Either it's obvious or it's not true. Answers the Gemara, the Amar Lehavi Gabech Ad Sha'at Bia. The truth is he says to her, okay, look, you hold on to it until it becomes yours. But if there's any emergency and you need it, it's okay, you can take it now. So the Imatzer Kles Kni Me'achshav. So I might have thought that since he said that initially, keep it only until it's needed, and then it becomes yours. So maybe when he says that imatzeklach, it should just be like, you know, I mean, that's not really the arrangement for Yerkamashvelan, but it's still a matnas chinam basically. Because he gave it to her and he allowed her to have it for that second thing. Okay, I might have thought otherwise, but in any event, this is similar to the story of a chalitin on something that at that point is not really there for that purpose. Here too, same thing with Perishias. And just take a look back at the way that the Gemara develops its opening gambit over here. You must admit that it seems very naive. In other words, to start off the sugya and saying, what do you mean? Is it because it's Asubah? No, I mean, Arlan Koya Karam Asubah. No, I mean, come on. We've been through this already. We know what's going on over here. There's a major difference between things that are Tefes as Dhamma, things that are not Tefes as Dhamma. And it's clear from the beginning that we know that. So what were we trying now, Tefes is bothered by? Try to compare Orla and Kaleya Karam when we've already seen the difference. And the point is that by Yayin Netzach, even if you think about it, it's not similar to either case. Because Yayin Netzach is a combination of both chumras. It's Aser Bahana'ah, which Shviyas is not, and it's Tofes as Domov, which Kaloya Karam and Orla is not. So, I mean, what are we, it's like we're splitting up the issues over here, and we're pretending that we don't know that there's something unique about the case of Yayin Netzach. Isn't that strange? I mean, the immediate response should be that this is the only thing that has these two chumras and so on, and therefore it has this special answer. Yes, sir. Of the Tefes, so to speak, the Dhamma of the Schar as well. Therefore, we see the problem. So therefore, Tefes explains like this. Let's, Gemara is asking, what exactly is the reason that the Schar is Aser? I'm assuming, it's obvious that if Schar is Aser, it's got to be a halach of Tisa, right? Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Okay, so in other words, you're assuming that it's because the Tefes is Dhamma, all right? But what bothers me is that even though that's true, that it's Tefes is Dhamma, we know that there's only a Tisa Midrabbana. I mean, it's certainly not going to be called real Dmei Yayin Netzach. So I bothered, and this is how he brilliantly changes all thrust of the Gemara, I'm bothered by why it is that they would be gezer at such a chumra. In other words, we knew in advance it's got to be a gezer chumra. What's the basis of this chumra? Is it because Yayin Netzach itself is mamish aser b'hanah, and it's a diuraisa that is b'hanah. So mamela, it's kedai to make on a diuraisa a gezera on the schar, because maybe on the schar you've already come to be nichshal in the yisur diuraisa itself, and you won't make a distinction between schar and the thing. Well, here's a very good case of things that are aser b'natera or kloya karen. And we're not punished in that case if people are going to mix up the sakhar to the guf. So that can't be the reason. Ella, the only possible reason must be that we're afraid, I mean, if we're not going to be geyser, you know, here, why would we geyser there? So it must be, this is what is meant when the Gemara says, must be because it's tefes as doma, which we knew all along. But the point over here is that since it's tefes as doma, even though we just proved from Arlan Kloyakaram that people don't confuse Sakhar with the body of Isser, but couldn't people confuse Sakhar with an exchange of Isser? That's much closer, right? Because everybody knows, if I exchange Yayin Isser, then the money is us. Ah. So if they see that if I work for Yayin Isser and I'm paid for it, that's mutter. So they'll think the Dhamma is also mutter. You see? Exactly. That's already much easier to confuse in your mind than confusing the schar for the actual guf of the Yayin Nesach itself. So therefore, we turn to Bereshvius and we say, well, I mean, if that's the case, that people get confused between the schar of a thing and the domav of a thing, then why is it that the domav of Shvius is tafus and the schar isn't tafus? Obviously, there's a difference between the two of them. So even though, I mean, the truth is that, of course, we can come back and say, okay, but over here we have both. But since what we're looking for over here is a time for what people will get confused in, you can't just add up a chumrah and say, well, since over here it's both, we're going to be mocked. I mean, what does that mean? If there's no basis for the takana and people do not, lamaisa, get confused, then why are we answering it? Answers the Gemara, we're not answering it because of the chashash of confusion. We're answering it out of the knas. Because of the Chumrah of Akum, that's the point. See, so the Gemara has to first distinguish between the possible reasons for the Takana, then show that it can't be a Takana, and then come on to the Din of Knas. That way the Gemara makes a great deal of sense. And it wasn't just found asking naive questions, which any 2-year-old could have said, what does this have to do with, and at the end it introduces a new concept, which is better simply saying that this is Chumrah Mishnehen. Thank you.